Good evening, boys and girls, men and women, fannies of all ages. Right, well, it's Toaster 123. I'm going to be doing some questionnaires for you this evening. And this will be the first audio put onto my subreddit. Woo, go me, yippee. Oh, happy days. Now, I'll be beginning with one by Sweet as Honey. And it's Honey's Sleepy Time Questionnaire. Now, I'm going to do this one and one by Your Heavy Metal Lover. And that will be it for this evening. But I do have a lot more to do. I'm still halfway through the wiki selection. So, I might get them done at some point. As always, any feedback greatly appreciated. Any requests or whatnot, just shove on my subreddit, just to pop up there, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. Now, question one. Are you a night owl, or do you turn in early? I'm a night owl. I rarely sleep at all, in fact, so. What do you like to sleep in? As in, like, a bed or my clothes. Because I can't sleep naked. And then the bed. Does your bed have a ridiculous amount of useless pillows? No, I don't have any. Did you have a favourite bedtime story growing up? If so, could you read type as a section? I'd have to say my favourite growing up was... So it's Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham. I do not like them. I do not like Green Eggs and Ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. Fucking love some Seuss. Right, did you have slumber parties growing up? If so, I didn't have slumber parties. Not really my kind of thing. Do you sleep well with others? Meaning, do you cuddle or stay on your side of the bed? No, I do not sleep well with others. I don't like people in bed with me at all. To start, it's all well and good, but I don't sleep well. So it can actually be quite dangerous to get in bed with me. Would you read a bedtime story to your significant other? Yes, I would. Do you sleep with any stuffed animals? Did you as a child? As a child, no, but I do have a fox. Yeah. Big manly man, 6'4", fucking huge. I have a fucking stuffed fox in my bed. What of it? Bitch. Do you have any bedtime rituals? For instance, a chapter or two of a book or a glass of tea? I do, but none that would fit into this kind of questionnaire. I listened to a few audios, put it that way. And that was Honey's Sleepy Time Questionnaire. Now, next up is Your Heavy Metal Lover's Walk of Shame. Answer if you dare, questionnaire. Ooh. Now, this one should be good. Right, tell us about your first time having sex. Well, long, long time ago, in a country not that far away, England, I was expelled from school, so I went to a place for the kids that get kicked out of school, and my teacher there was a woman, mid-40s, damn, she was fine, but she had a thing for the accent as well, and on my last day there, she offered to give me a lift home, and it ended with me balls deep in her ass. So, yeah, that was the first time I had sex. If you had the genitals of the opposite sex for a date, what would you do? I would learn a lot. What feels good, what doesn't feel good, yeah, the usual. And I would experience a quick orgasm for the first time in my fucking life. Have you ever get caught listening to GWA in public? Yes, actually. I was on the bus going into town. Just had my headphones in, everything was going fine. I was listening to an audio from someone I'm not going to name, and I dropped my phone. So the headphones came out, but it didn't stop. Just as it got to a really moany part. Yeah, that was fun. What's most you've ever done in public, sexually? It depends on how public. Pulled my dick out. Like, I think I'm kind of boring that way, unless you count semi-public, in which case I've had full-blown sex. So, yeah. What's the most embarrassing thing you've done while your family were around? Talk about Sven's fucking bangwidge. The sandwich after sex. While my drunk little sister was screaming down the phone that she wanted to listen to everyone. Yeah. That was difficult. What is a fantasy you're least likely to share on a first date? Well, I really wouldn't share many fantasies on a first date. Hi, nice to meet you. Yeah, thanks for agreeing to meet me. What would you like to eat? I want you to have a sparkler up your ass. Yeah. Oh, don't worry about it. Nah. Probably anything, really. I'm not much of a speak my fantasies very often. What's the biggest faux pas you've committed on a first date? Oh, God. Starting the night with sex and then going on to the date. Worst thing that's ever happened to you on a first date? Starting the night with sex. I know it doesn't sound like it would be a bad thing, but trust me, it was not my best move. What is the silliest sexual experience or most shameful embarrassing? Well, I don't really get embarrassed, and I have about as much shame as an egg or a potato. But the silliest was probably had my music on. And of course, this was back during the days of LimeWire. So certain songs were never the songs they were supposed to be. And I ended up with a song which was really weird. It was just a French man in a cappella. And it was, let's see if I can remember any of it. Wake up, honey, now it's time. It's rape in the morning. That came on during sex. I dissolved into tears of pure laughter. And I have answered all at my own peril. And yeah. I don't really get... Yeah, I've probably been the most boring person to answer this. Well, fuck you, Mel. Fuck you. Well, that's it for just now. I am Todster123, and this has been a couple of questionnaires. You want to hear more of my dulcet tones? Feel free to check out my subreddit, or to contact me personally. Leave a comment, subscribe, leave a like, a thumbs up would be nice. Even just a comment saying, you the fuck nugget, I listened to the full thing. Just, yeah, the usual. Right, well, goodbye.